All right, listen, bitch, this is your wake-up call. You've been playing small for far too long, and it's time to step into the true power and potential that has been inside of you all along. I am your host, Brandon Lynette, Christian Mindset Coach, best-selling author, and your new personal cheerleader, and this is the Listen, Bitch podcast. Season 7 is all about unapologetically owning your worth, embracing the bold vision that God has for your life, and shattering every limit that's been holding you back. So if you're ready to get out of your own way, stop second-guessing your dreams, and start living the life that you were born to live, you are in the right place. Hi. Every episode, we dive into deep faith, mindset, and the hard truths that are going to help you unlock your next level. No sugarcoating, no bullshit, no excuses. Just real talk about stepping into your destiny as a human of purpose and power. It's time to stop playing nice, baby. Get ready to rise up, show up, and make this your year. Let's go. This is Listen, Bitch, where faith meets fierce and you finally start stepping into your true potential. Hi, everybody. So, we're going to talk a little bit about deliberate practice. I feel like there are times that we are progressing more slowly than we would prefer, right? Like, you feel like you're putting in more time and effort than the next person, but you can't seem to get ahead. And I feel like the road to becoming an expert is honestly just found in deliberate action. Like, that's it. That's all that's required to become an expert in any field. It's super simple. The way in which you practice or take this massive action has a bigger impact on your results than how much you practice. Natural talent isn't considered important if you stick to this learning model. You can use deliberate practice to master any skill, and it has to be deliberate. It starts with a plan and has a goal. So whatever it is that you're trying to do, you divide these into sub skills. Like, consider what you want to achieve and then just, determine what is necessary. This is going to be one of those things where we really need to track our practice and we need to find a way to measure our skill. We've got to be smart about this, okay? Like, we have to get rid of the false truths, like thinking that you have to practice 8 hours a day to see results. Another thing that's going to be really important is that you are turning off distractions during your deliberate action or activity. I struggle with this. You guys see me barely recording a podcast. My phone's going off. I'm getting messages on my computer. It's everything should be powered off. If I knew, I mean, maybe my computer, I don't know. Everything should be powered off. Like, distractions definitely cost me. And that's it. We're here to learn things. We're here to get ourselves set on a schedule. And we want to have just this intention to back up our dreams. Anything you want to do is possible. And deliberate practice, like, at the end of the day, this is how we honor God, bringing him into this. This is the promise of mastery and growth. It's a structured and ideally intentional approach to improving whatever it is you want to do, where focused, repetitive efforts will lead to that continuous improvement. And people want to do this because this is the opportunity to push past your limitations. If you've been stuck, this episode is for you. It's not just about practicing, but really practicing with a purpose. We're going to be intentional about identifying our weaknesses and take time to do the deliberate work to overcome it. And if you avoid the deliberate practice, if you're going to avoid this, it absolutely hinders your personal growth, your development, your mastery. If you're not engaged in that focused, intentional effort, you're going to settle for that mediocrity and you're going to drown in stagnation. Without deliberate practice, you're missing the opportunities. You can't refine your skills to push past where you are. And it's painful. Staying stuck is painful. Growing is painful. You have to choose your pain. We talked about confidence this week, and the more you're avoiding this intentional, deliberate practice, the less you're going to improve. And there goes your confidence. It will erode your confidence, and you're going to continue to feel stuck in your current abilities with no clear progress. In fact, your dreams will start to fade, and you will lie to yourself and let the devil continue lying to you about how you're never going to get outside of whatever circumstance you're in, that this is just it for you. And so you're going to feel like you're spinning your wheels and you're going to be frustrated. That's discouragement. That's burnout. You just have no direction. We are here for mastery, to, absolutely take massive responsibility in who we were called here to be. And we were literally called, biblically, called to press on towards maturity. Our abilities are God-given. This is a way we steward those gifts. It's a path to excellence here to inspire us to do our best, whether it's in work or relationships or just your faith. Practicing with purpose reflects that command to do everything, though we are doing it for God. And we're not using, we're wasting talents that God has literally entrusted to us. And the Bible will tell you that we should be fruitful and multiply, and that we should be faithful with what we've been given. Avoiding growth through deliberate, intentional action is like hiding our talents or not cultivating the soil of our potential. And when we don't practice intentionally, we fall into complacency. We just become lazy. And the Bible absolutely warns us about that. We may also avoid failure, which is a crucial part of growth. And this leads to that, again, stagnation. In the long run, we don't want to avoid this because we're not here to squander our gifts, to limit our personal and professional development, or our ability to serve others effectively. We can commit to deliberate practice and grow in skill and maturity in both personal and spiritual parts of our lives. Just a physical exercise strengthens the body. Spiritual discipline strengthens the soul. We're here to glorify the gifts that we've been given. And if you're going to take that deliberate, intentional action and you can continue to practice, that's how we honor God, because we're developing the abilities that He gave us. That allows us to serve Him better. That allows us to be real servants. And it's a way of fulfilling that command to love your neighbor as yourself. Honor those skills that can be used in the good of others. At the core of who you are, your essence, your core values, your ethics, all of that is the foundation for which who to show you who you were meant to be. And as we start getting into that intentional action, as we start to practice intentionally, we learn to endure the hardships and the setbacks. That's it. And it's fostering the importance of our Christ-like resilience that develops perseverance and patience. And these are qualities that are essential in your personal growth. We want to live with a purpose, the purpose-driven life. That's us. We're here for that. So if you can take massive action on this, intentional, deliberate action, that's how it brings focus and direction and intentionality to your life. That echoes the Christian call to live with purpose, to make the most of every opportunity, and to be diligent in our work. Set those clear goals, whether it's growing a skill or a habit or a relationship. Set specific, measurable goals aligned with your purpose and reflect on places where God is calling you to grow. Set those realistic targets. Create yourself a routine, because deliberate, intentional practice requires consistency. So do a daily or weekly routine that allows for focused practice, even if it's in small increments. You've got to learn to embrace that the failure. It's a part of growth. And ask yourself, what can I learn from this setback? Reflect on those mistakes, but just remember, at the end of the day, they don't define you. You want to have a high level of accountability. So surround yourself with a community that encourages you to pursue excellence, whether it's a life coach, a mentor, a group of fellow believers. Accountability will keep you on track. You have to continually seek the wisdom in your potential. And everything you look for, you're going to find. Get that strength from God. That's how you persevere. Get His perspective on how your efforts can best serve His purposes. Deliberate practice is more than just improving a skill. It's about becoming the person you were meant to be, developing your gifts. We're not here to coast through life. We're not here to be stagnant. We are here to take massive responsibility and make a shift in the world, to make an impact, to continue to help other people see what's possible. And they can't see what's possible until you start taking deliberate, intentional action. It just doesn't happen. That is a wrap for today's episode. If you're feeling fired up and ready to take your life to the next level, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And I would love to hear your thoughts. Take a quick moment to leave a review. Let me know how this episode hit you. Your feedback helps me reach more badass people like you. So let's keep the movement growing. Remember, you were created for greatness. Keep stepping into your power, and I'll catch you on the next one. Until then, go be a badass because the world needs the full version of you.